What is R-Pearl? What problem is it solving?
R-Pearl is a high-performance pearl, and we're specifically focused on getting as much speed as we can, basically. So the problem that we're solving is the slowness that you're going to find when you try and do certain high-performance projects using Pearl. So that's kind of the very, very short answer. R-Pearl exists to solve the problem of needing more speed in Pearl.
Is R-Pearl a subset of Pearl, or is it, does it still compile everything, like maybe most of the stuff in the CPAN?
Very good question. We had mentioned last week a fork of Pearl 5 called C-Pearl, which is used to have full CPAN compatibility. R-Pearl is not meant to have CPAN compatibility. It is a restricted subset of Pearl 5, which is what the R stands for. So we only support the parts of Pearl that can be made to run at the speed of C. So we are going for the jugular, we're going for the gold, and we do actually, because we're already at version 1.7, run at the speed of C.
Well, that's a pretty big claim. I mean, what are you doing? What's the mechanism behind this that lets this happen?
Well, that's also a very good question, and a pretty deep technical question. Basically, there has been for many years a way to connect together Pearl and C code that's called XS, or external subroutines. And this is kind of like a Perlish assembly code type of in-between language. Pearl is often termed a glue language. Well, this would be like a glue language for the glue language, a meta-glue language, if you will. And XS is used to basically to enable you to call back and forth between Pearl and C. The problem is that it's very technically complicated to write XS code, and it's perhaps more error-prone or buggy or difficult to maintain because of that. And it is a different language, and it is an assembly flavor kind of language, so it's not for the faint of heart. So really the only people that could afford to spend the time to write XS code would be those who had the most burning need to have a connection between Pearl and C, which was not always because of performance. It could be because they needed to access some libraries in C that were only available in C, or for any other type of business reasons, perhaps. Lots of different reasons you could need to do that. But basically what we did with R-Pearl was we, again, hearkening back to previous discussion of Pearl 11, the philosophy of Pearl 11 started up by Inge and Rainey and myself. Well, Inge, a long time ago, had created a software called Inline. And Inline allows you to automate the process of writing XS code. So Inline helps you to not have to write XS code by hand. It makes it much more easy to connect Pearl to C. So the way that R-Pearl works is it has its own grammar, which is a grammar that I wrote. It's a subset of the Pearl 5 grammar and can be extended to be a subset of the Pearl 6 grammar, and then can be further extended to be not just a subset, but to support the entire grammars of both languages. But right now, we support a subset of the Pearl 5 grammar, and that compiles into C code, or really C++ code, just depending on which features you're using. But it's kind of the same thing because they both get fed through the same compiler, which is, in most cases, the GCC compiler or whatever C compiler you have installed on your system. And and it uses inline to connect together the end result of compiled C code to link it back into Pearl so that the Pearl 5 runtime and the interpreted Pearl code never even realizes that it's calling into C code. It just thinks it's calling a normal Pearl subroutine, and it just so happens to run several hundred times faster.